Blog Talk Radio. fucking drool.
Just give me with the truth now. Girl.
welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, the heat is so bad in New York, it knocked out our major computer. And we are now 36 minutes late into the show. They're going to do something about that one. This weather's killing me. Anyway, when you get a chance, I want you to listen to the greatest show on earth. We're going to get a little bit of a start. So let me play our first intro, and when I come back, we're going to have more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. I will see you back in a few minutescos.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Read and Grow campaign, a campaign to support the importance of reading and sharing. As we continue to grow, creating campaigns for those with hearing disabilities and those who use sign language, as well as those facing issues because of their sight, we hope you will join in and make your support known. You can visit our website and click the donation button. It will be just that simple. We welcome the financial support given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
And we're back. And you're listening, of course, to the Don S. McClure Show. I mean, man, I was about to cry because my show was messed up. And that would be the first time that I never did a show. Never, ever. And that's not possible. I just cannot have that. Man, I just don't understand what is going on with this weather. It's so hot, it's just darn ridiculous. I do mean ridiculous. So anyway, like I said, we got a great show going on for you tonight. We're going to be jamming, and we're talking about, let me tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about making it your own. And what do we mean by that? Well, we're going to take a quick look at when you're doing making it your own, right? Whether it's a song, whether it's an author, whether it's an artist, however you do your thing, right, you have to make it your own. And the music we're going to be playing tonight, there's a lot of artists who made a certain song theirs. They just took it, ran with it, and made it something really good that even though it was recorded by somebody else, it still came out to be theirs. And what happened was sometimes they made it their own so good nobody else could record it. I mean, it just wouldn't sound right. And we're going to give you an example of that by a track we're going to play by Vesta Williams. It's called Congratulations. I haven't heard anybody sing it since she made it. And I haven't heard anybody do it any better. And the video was just awesome. I mean, her girlfriend came in town and ran into her and said, girl, I'm going to your wedding. And she said, going to my wedding? She said, yeah, girl, you're getting married today. See you later. And when she came into the church, the girlfriend looked around and said, wait, that's not you up there. That was low down, loaded, loaded, low blow. So let's play Vesta Williams. Congratulations on the Don S. McClure Show.
Inside the Capitol, you are waiting.
And we're back. And you're listening to the Don McClure Show. And I'm telling you, man, I am so thrown off by that 30-minute delay. So we got to build better computers or do something, because that's just got me all discombobulated. And what I was talking about, it didn't print the words on the board. So we're going to kind of work through it. Make it your own, your imprint on your life. You know, when you make something your own, like I say, whether it's drawing, food, whatever it is, even running, you can make something your own. And what we mean by that, like Venus and Serena, they have their own style. Even though tennis has been around for a while, they've made playing tennis their own, the way that they play, how they play, what they do with it. And that's the same thing that Michael Jordan did with basketball, Tiger Woods did with golf. And a lot of times you bring a new style to whatever it is you want to do, whether it's cooking, like I say, painting a house, building it a certain way. You know, a lot of times when you really desire to make something your own, you're probably 8, 10, 15 steps ahead of what's going on right now. And that means that you're a trailblazer, because somebody has to come behind you. Like when Frank Sinatra used to sing, you know, he sang it his way. And then a lot of artists had to kind of adjust to that. Even Miles Davis, they said that technically the notes that Miles was hitting were incorrect notes. But how are you going to tell anybody that when Miles Davis was one of the baddest cats? That's what they called them, cats. Not dogs, but cats. But Miles would hit notes so high, they weren't even written down. He would do like a C triple octave or something. I don't know all the terms, but every time he played, actually the musicians had a hard time keeping up with him. Even this musician named St. George. I mean, because he was the greatest fencer in all of Europe, when he played on the violin at the top of the, what they call a keyboard, top of the strings, you have to really work, because he's going past what normal human beings don't do. So I want you to think about that. Think about making it your own, whatever it is, and challenge yourself to say, mine is going to be so different that it's just going to be light years ahead of whatever people think and feel and do. So you might want to walk 3 miles a day instead of 2 miles, 5 miles a day instead of 1 mile. And your body will adjust to what you want to make it when you want to make it your own. We're going to play a 1964 track that was done by a young lady named Mary Wells, and nobody has been able to repeat this song as well as she did. It's called My Guy. And I think, no, I wasn't around then. So, because I was going to say she was talking about me. But I think I was a little baby. I'm sticking to my guy like a That's my guy. And that was 1964. And that's deep, man, when you think about it. That was my guy. 1964. Can you believe back that in? That's something else. So, I'm telling you, man, tonight we're just having problems with our board. This sucker here, I'm crazy. Oh, you can hear me. Okay, I don't know what is going on, but it's acting really doofy. But anyway, I mean, you kind of get what I'm saying. There's a way that you do something that you make it your own. You know, like when I do my show, I mean, and the board is starting to get blue lights. I guess they were confused, but we're back. And we're not going anywhere tonight. We're going to be here doing our show. And we're talking about making it your own, your imprint on your own life. So let's give a listen to Lettucey. She did a track by Al Green, who did the original. Now, I have to admit, now, she did pretty good. So she's going to sing Together by Al Green. But again, she's going to make it her own and sing it in her own style.
Whether good
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me.
All I see.
And we're back, and we're talking about making it your own, your imprint on your life. You know, one of the things about making something your own, you get to see a vision that nobody else sees and nobody else has thought about. Just like your fingerprints are independent, your thoughts, believe it or not, are just yours. That's why you see a lot of things and say, well, how did they do that? Or what made them think of that? And that's because when you made it your own, you added that one little ingredient, kind of like cooking. I want you to think about that. Some people have that one little pinch of pepper that makes it taste better than anybody else's. Some people have that one little secret ingredient that they add to something, and it makes it their own. And sometimes, like when you're playing golf or bowling, you got that certain little style, that little tip-top. You know, like when you run up to the line, you do your little thing. You know, when I used to go to the casinos, and not a lot, because I don't want to hear that, I used to rub on the machines all the time. And boy, them coins, and now I don't use coins anymore. They'd be going, boop, 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 boop. And then I'd still lose. No, a lot of times I would win. But the point was, you always have your own little style. Some people kind of rub their hands like in the movie Gladiator. He would always pick up the sand, rub it on his hands before he picked up the sword, and then he'd go at it. So I want you to think about that. That's somebody that worked on his own style and made it his own. And the movie is great. Now, even though the movie was not an original, because it was done years ago, called The Fall of Rome. But what they did was they switched the character roles. In the old one, the gladiators were the heroes. In the new one, the Roman Empire, the soldiers can fight like crazy. You know, you add your little twist to it. But when you make it your own, like Russell Crowe did, it turned out really well. We're going to take a quick break. It's almost 8 o'clock, and when I come back, we do have more great music for you. Why we want you to think about it. Make it your own, your imprint on your life.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Read and Grow campaign, a campaign to support the importance of reading and sharing. As we continue to grow, creating campaigns for those with hearing disabilities and those who use sign language, as well as those facing issues because of their sight. We hope you will join in and make your support known. You can visit our website and click the donation button. It will be just that simple. We welcome the financial support given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
And we're back, and we're trying to get everything worked out and let people know we are on air, going strong, coming back. You know, it's like being in a war, right? Sometimes you have to retreat a little bit, which is what we did for 30 minutes, but we came back. And that just goes to show you, as much as I was crying, I said, God, please, please bring my show back. I can't stand it. He said, Don, I will do it for you, and I will bring your show back. And he brought it back. Hey, we're going to play a track that I know all of y'all know. And it's a good track that they made it their own. And it's by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. If you don't know me by now, then you'll never, God darn it, know me. Oh, they don't say God darn it. I forgot about that. Okay. Then it said, you won't know me. If you don't know me by now, and that's what I tell people. If you don't know that I'm the hardest working author out there, then you'll never know. And if you don't write books, you really won't know what I write.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. We only act like children when we are your father's father.
If you don't
know, our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
And if you don't know me by now, right? 3 years we've been together. 3 long years. Did you know the first original pastor got started back in 1887? And he talked so dynamically that everybody behind him started talking like he did. He was in a small little town, and there wasn't no more than about maybe 8 people in his congregation. And this is how he sounded. He made it his own. Now, I'm telling you, when you believe in the Lord, you will reach the heavenly system. And I say, you got to believe. You got to believe with all your heart. Now, did you know he was hoarse? He had a cold the week before he gave his sermon. And that's why he sounded like that. And everybody thought that was normal. So guess what? In the schools where they teach you how to become a pastor, They teach you how to talk like he talked when he had a cold. Nah, Jelly, you got to believe. And when there ain't no more, you got to go on and on with the mold. And a lot of them tried to sound like Louis Armstrong, who was born hoarse. Hello, darling. Yes, hello, darling. So I just, I just want you to think about that, man. Dog. My producer is a daughter. That's the truth. He said, come on. I said, I kid you not, man. I'm going to look it up for you online. When the first black pastor gave his announcement. And then you look it up. Since you don't believe it. Hey, let me play this track. It's an original. It's by Leslie Grace. Well, she did the reversion. And it's called Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Now, she's a young Hispanic singer that is really great, right? But she took one of the 1964 tracks by a group called the Shirelles, and not only did she make it her own, but she added a slight Latin version inside of the American version while she sang it. And that's why she's on our Make It Your Own list. That girl bad, too. I'm wild about some Leslie Grace. So let's give a listen to Leslie, and when I come back, I'm telling you, you gotta get mowed.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so freely. Kiss us, no sé si deba preguntar. Will you still love me tomorrow? Si esto es amor del bueno, pues solo un sueño pasajero. Oh, que sea el fuego en tu mirada.
That deep. Now, I'm going to clarify something for you people out there. I know you think I joke a lot, but actually, the first black minister in America was a man named John Merritt, M-A-R-R-A-N-T. He was born June 15th, 1755, and he died April 15th, 1791. He was one of the first black preachers. Now, of course, today we say correctly African-American, but he was a black preacher and a missionary, and he wrote three books about his experiences as being a preacher. So you see, I know you thought I was clowning, and at the age of 13, Merritt was taken to hear Methodist preacher George Whitfield and was converted after disagreement with his family about this. He wandered in the wilderness, relying on God to feed and protect him. He was found by a Cherokee. Now listen to this, a Cherokee hunter, and taken to the Cherokee town where he was sentenced to death. However, he was spared, allegedly due to the miraculous conversion of the executioner. He told the executioner while he was on the thing, "I'm going to get you blessed. And people are going to sound like me long after. So you just can't kill me." Merritt lived with the Cherokees for 2 years before returning to Charleston, where his own family did not recognize him. He conducted missionary work with slaves, although some owners objected, until the start of the American Revolution. So you see, you got to pay your dues. You got to get involved. Let me go to the next song, man, because these people think I be joking, but I know my stuff. Hey, I'm going to play this track, and when I come back, we're going to have more great music for you. We're going to play a track that a lot of you never probably heard because you're too young, but we're going to play it anyway. It's by the Spinners. It's called "I Love You More Today Than Yesterday," and the original song was written in 1962 by a guy named Pat. Where my notes at now? I'm listening to my notes. But I did have it in front of me, so my computer messed up so much I lost it. Anyway, the guy's name is Pat Upton, 1968. He did the song called "I Love You More Than Yesterday," but the Spinners tore it up in 1968.
Thank you.
Wow, wasn't that deep? And again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It is 8:18. Man, time is flying by. I won't get a chance to play all of the music, so some of it we're going to retract for next week. But I want you to think about that. John Maddox, 7800. I'm going to DJ and preach it and DJ out of Believe. That's deep, man. You know, our black history is so extensive. We will never get a chance to know everybody that was involved in black history. So we just got to keep reading, keep searching, keep believing, and take into consideration 1775. Actually, 1755. But I want you to think about that. I mean, this man was preaching and teaching and just making the world understand the injustices. Ooh, man, don't I sound like a preacher? Don't y'all like that? I was telling my friend Yolanda, I said, you know, I think I'm going to become a preacher. This is a year, right? But I kid you not, man. I'm giving it serious. Serious consideration. Can you see me now? Pastor Dawn. Going to Pastor Dawn Church. I'm going to get the Holy Word. And that'll be deep, won't it? I wonder how many people got it. Maybe 10. No, man, I'd probably do better than that. But I want you to think about that. These men that we talk about, slaves, like the slaves never did anything, which is wrong. We need to change the way we see it. And I don't believe that his real name is John Merrick. I don't. Matter of fact, let me look something up. I think they say his name originally was Yash, Yashraval. So maybe he changed his name. That's going to be interesting. Hey, let me get to this track that could not be reproduced. No matter how many people tried, David Ruffin sang Losing You. In the movie, the guy that played the role, he made it his own. Man, he was acting like David Ruffin. He was looking like David Ruffin. And he was crazy like David Ruffin. So he made it his own. But I want you to think about that. But anyway, we're going to play The Temptations featuring David Ruffin, Losing You. That's a bad track there.
The prayer.
I'm losing you. I feel it in my bones. You can't sound like that preacher. Oh, man, I like that track. Woo, I'm losing you. That's deep, man. Okay, let's find another track because we're running out of time. I sure hate they messed up my show, man. I'm going to have to get on them about that because that was just a mess. All right, we're going to play a track by Denise Williams that nobody else has been able to do. We got 35 more minutes to the show. We are currently experiencing an issue with host line and guest calling functions. Our engineers are actively working to resolve this issue. You ain't kidding. Man, they got it on my board. They messing me up. So let me play this track and hope it plays. Denise Williams, you know, it was just a few. Now, Mariah Carey can do it, but she wasn't around during that time. Matter of fact, we're going to play a track again by my girl, Denise Williams. Kind of give you an idea. She made a track called Silly. And I'm wild about that track, man. Silly. She said, you know, it's silly of me to think that you really care. And you don't. I want you to think about that, though. That's a bad track. But I want you to listen to the octaves that she does. This girl can cut. Then we're going to play something by Sybil. So we got a lot of great music for you. And we got some other tracks that we're going to play. Hey, we got 30 more minutes into the show. So while I look up more information on John Merritt, 1700s, the first preacher to get a cold that taught y'all how to speak.
Could it be?
me eat. I'm back. I'm clearing my throat because I'm going to be preaching tonight on the river. But I want you to think about this. You know, we've been hoodwinked so long. We talked mostly about the slaves being enslaved, and yet John Merrick was a free black who gave an account of a conversion led by George Whitefield. And he was dared to blow his French horn in the room full of people. I mean, he was like, you know what, I'm going to play my French horn for y'all so you can get a little religion. And boo, 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 boo. And with the phrase, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel, after becoming ill for several days, following a minister, arrived and healed his ailments through prayer. I mean, you know, you got to read this black history so that you could become more informed. Because a lot of times we were told we couldn't write, we couldn't read, and all of us were just darn stupid. And I was like, man, black people in colonial North America. Colonial now. We ain't talking about the Americas. We're talking about colonial North America with the British and George Washington and a whole bunch of other people. So what it does is it pays to read and then research and go back and challenge. When somebody says something, say, oh, I don't know. Let me check it out. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I just want to get a little more detail, especially with John Merrick. I mean, he wrote a book called A Narrative of the Lords. Wonderful dealing with John Merrick, a black man, by John Merrick. And I never saw this book, man, in school, in the libraries, and we continued on down the road talking about they won't let us read nothing. Yeah, they keep our history from us. But maybe we should have just kept challenging. Hey, let me play this track by the Drifters. Nobody else has been able to make it like them. Then we're going to play Superwoman by Karen White. And you know nobody could tear it up like her. But let's play Some Kind of Wonderful. Because, man, you know what? Before I was here, the Drifters had a vision. We're going to write something about Don S. McClure. And we're going to call it Something Wonderful. And they sent that to my mother.
All you have to do is touch my hand to show me you understand, and something happens to me that's some kind of wonderful. Anytime my little world sees blue, I just have to look at you, and everything seems to be some kind of wonderful. I know I can't express this feeling of tenderness. There's so much I want to say, but the right words just don't come my way. I just know when I'm in your embrace, this world is a happy place. And something happens to me, that's some kind of wonderful. Just don't come my way. I just know when I'm in your memory, ooh, this world is a happy place. and something happens to me that's some kind of wonderful, some kind of sweet, some kind of warm eye, some kind of soft side. Lord, it's some kind of wonderful.
And we're back. And you know, I was just talking to my producer, right? And I was saying, just think, had we had this information early? Now, you know, we keep talking about Amazing Grace, which is a good song about a slave master story and all this other stuff. But we didn't tell our people that back in the day, 1755, John Merritt was playing a French horn. A French horn, one of them big ones. They go boo, ba 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 boo, boo boo boo. Now, we were made to believe could nobody write. Everybody was just plain stupid. A narrative of the Lord's wonderful dealings. The man wrote a book telling you, man, the Lord done knocked it out of the park for me, and I ain't no slave. So I'll bet you, and I don't have one, so I can bet you, how many of us have a copy of John Merritt's book in our library? We got Barack Obama's book. We got Michelle Obama's book. We got Bill Clinton's book. We got a bunch of people's books. Martin Luther King's book. But this man was around before any of them. So in our homes, imagine if we had a strong black library that we could pass down. But you know what we'll say? The most stupidest thing in the world, and I'm going to say it's stupid. If you ever want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. Now, how stupid is that when the black man was writing a book, playing a French horn? Boo, ba, 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 boo, boo, ba, boo, boo, boo. Oh, man, I crack up every time I find this kind of information. Because it thrills me. Because if we can know Beethoven and Bach and Handel and Antonio Vivaldi, and we talk about the greats like Shakespeare and just all the greats, Homer out of Greece. You know, we talk about everybody except John Merritt. We don't even give him credit. Orlando Aquiano. Books that have, like, list of names of talented people, you know, and sometimes you just have to look. But I think what the problem is, we assume that it's not there. Like there's a thing called the Black Founders, the free black community in the early republic. We never got that story. And it's not that we couldn't find it. So when you're thinking about it, and you say, let me see the Black Founders, the free black community, and the early republic. The republic, huh? In October 1859, man, section bars over slavery intensified. Well, actually, it's called a section battles over slavery intensified. A new magazine sought to inspire African Americans, reformers, by recounting the historic struggles of black activists. Now, listen to this now, of black activists during the early republic. So when we hear names like Black Lives Matters and their activists, we say, oh yeah, that's new, and they shouldn't be doing that. We had black activists in 1859. People like James Fortin, Richard Allen, William Hamilton conjured a black classical era. Ooh, I'm going to have to read that. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to get into that. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about making it your own, your imprint on your life. I want you to think about that, because that's just something else, man. I'm going to play my girl, and we got 15 more minutes. I got to get these tracks in. See, had they not messed up my show, I could have did some other stuff. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Kelly Price. It's by Mr. Big and Little Big, and they're having an argument about Kelly Price because her girlfriend tried to steal her mind, her man. Let me say it correctly, like 1859 or 1755. Kelly Price, friend of mine, trying to steal my mind.
Yeah, Kelly? Yeah, man. Now listen, babe. I got your message. I'm just confused. I don't understand everything, but I'm on my way over there to you. Now you stay on the phone and tell me everything that went down.
See, I was the one who picked her up when so-called friends let her down.
Uh-huh.
And I was the one who took her in when that fool put her out.
I know.
Yeah, a true friend indeed. You see, I was there when chips was going down. But she betrayed me, caught him with her coming in from out of town.
You what?
Tell me why.
Oh,
yeah. Can't believe he slept with her behind my back.
Oh.
I went out on a limb. I even covered up to keep his thing intact.
Yeah.
What it had in me, yeah, was something real that's so hard to come about.
Oh.
But it betrayed me. There was a photo in some laundry that I found.
Mr. Big,
how you doing, Mr. Big?
What the hell is that you're sleeping with another woman.
Just because she sees me with her doesn't mean I'm sleeping with her.
Well, if you're not sleeping with her, what the hell you doing with
then
her?
Then I can be just talking to her.
Or you can be just creeping with her. Now, son, man to man, we both know the game.
Yeah, but the game.
Wait a minute, and you know all about heartache and pain. This is my goddaughter, and I'm just trying to protect her heart. You may have been a moon to her, but to me she's the star.
Kelly, what's going on there? I don't know what's going on, but I'm coming over there. And then he came over there. Then he dialed the phone number. This is Mr. B. How you doing, Mr. B? Now, what is going on? Ain't nothing going on. Kelly, say you're messing up. I like that song. But that was a hit. And nobody has been able to reproduce that like Kelly Price and them. And the point is, they did such a great job. It was just knocked out of the park. So what I'm saying to you is that, think about this. You don't do your research. And quit, please, repeating nonsense that somebody told you. Like if you ever hide something from black people, put it in a book, or we don't read, or that we're killing ourselves more than anybody else is killing us. You know, we got to really stop this nonsense and get on the good foot. Boom, 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 boom. Like James Brown. Hey, I'm going to play this track that nobody else can do. And I do like Jennifer Holliday. But I think Jennifer Hudson kind of knocked this out of the park. Now, I don't know. That's just my opinion. But I want you to read something, like I said again. This man was back there playing the French horn and the violin and teaching others. When I thought we couldn't play anything but bongo drums. You know, when we taught, everything was a drum. That's what we were told. So while we were playing, I love you, bump, 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 somebody was playing dun, 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 the violin.
Look at me, I am changing, trying every way I can. I am changing, I'll be better than I am. I'm trying. Get out.
Wow. Well, my show is almost over. I got a minute, 31 seconds. I want to kiss you on the nose, kiss you on the cheek, kiss you on the forehead, and kiss you on the feet. Or your African feet, or Irish feet, or whatever kind of feet you got. But I want you to understand something. Knowledge is true power. You could change everybody's life that's connected to you when you spread more positive information. Easy to do the negatives, but do the positives. So go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and order one of my books, and I'm changing. Let's go, Jennifer. Bring it back one more time. Good night. Have a great weekend. Well, Jen, you're going to sing? For what? Hey, I can sing this song.
Me. I am changing, trying everywhere I am changing. I'll be better than I am. I'm trying.